From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with the Mountain Music Ambassadors from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead State University. The Mountain Music Ambassadors, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
If you need an education for the road that lies ahead, and you want to run life's race like a Kentucky thoroughbred, for much more opportunity, come to Morehead State, and you'll be flying like an eagle when you spread your wings to soar.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 495th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes the Mountain Music Ambassadors from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead State University. Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, or KCTM for short, is both a state and a regional treasure. The center houses not only a state-of-the-art recording studio, and teaching studio, but also an impressive collection of archives, not only for its students, but also accessible to the public. These young players are exposed through the outreach program to new audiences and give new audiences an opportunity to hear about the music of Kentucky played by some of its best young players.
Driving fast and running late, I'm all worked up, I've got a date. Pretty girl, don't want to wait, there's dance in old Kentucky. Players always sweep the floor, find your partner, couple up for the dance in old Kentucky. Cause a stir, she likes to dance and swish her skirt. My, oh my, that girl can flirt at the dance in old Kentucky. Beer's always sweet the floor. Find your partner, couple up for the dance in old Kentucky. Kiss your partner, thank the band of the dance in old Kentucky. Clear the hallway, sweep the floor. Find your partner, couple up for the dance in old Kentucky. Old folks sitting at their knees, young folks holler,
whoopee!
My honey, close to me at the dance in old Kentucky. The rowdy boys are coming in, it's Jim Shaw and all of them. You just wait and they'll begin to stir up some excitement. What's all that stuff they're bringing in? Hey, Lauren's got a mandolin. Love the way they pick and grin at the dance in old Kentucky.
Clear the hallway, sweep the floor. Find your partner, couple up for the dance in old Kentucky.
Say goodnight. Feet are tired, but hearts are light. Won't be home before daylight at the dance in old Kentucky.
Clear the hallway, sweep the floor. Find your partner, couple up for the dance in old Kentucky.
Standing before me is a host of blue shirts and amazing instruments and amazing people, all students at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, which is at Morehead State University in Morehead, Kentucky. We've had Raymond and Ruth McLean here before. We've done this a number of times over the years, and it's always just one of our very favorite shows, and I can tell tonight's going to be no different. Thank you all. It sounds so great. For those of you, again, listening who may not know about the Center for Traditional Music, or maybe you have some notions about what they do there, and if you're thinking, well, they probably teach bluegrass music, that is one of the things they do, but they teach a lot of different kinds of music. They do swing music there. I don't think that the Traditional Music Center does a jazz program, but I know that students can study jazz there as well. Is that right, Raymond?
There's a wonderful jazz program in the music department at Morehead State.
Raymond McLean.
At the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, we figure traditional music is bluegrass, old time, country, western swing, blues, gospel, from several different traditions. Basically, the music that's associated with our southern mountain region.
Muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on. Notion you go to the ocean alone, muddy river, roll on. I got a baby in Tennessee.
Tennessee, who's long been a-waiting for little old me. Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on.
New Orleans down to Old St. Louis, stopped in Memphis, Minneapolis too. Back in Nashville, I'll be through. So roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on.
Roll, muddy river, roll on, muddy river, roll on.
Students come to KCTM and just do your program part-time while they pursue something else at Moorhead?
Absolutely. You can take our classes as electives. You can work toward a minor in traditional music studies, or we have a new Bachelor of Arts degree in traditional music, and all of the students on this stage have all declared the traditional music major.
All right. And when did you establish this new degree?
I think it's been available for about 5 years, but some students were already preparing for this as it was coming. So we graduated the first 3 students 2 years ago, and last year 2 more students and 3 students that are hoping to earn this degree at the end of this semester.
What do you mean by hoping?
Can you, yeah.
They're asking me what I mean by hoping to, but I
what
mean,
are
I
the hurdles you're referring to, Raymond?
You know, you can't say that they've done it until they have. I think their chances are good.
Which of you up here are the three in question?
I think I'm the only one here tonight. But
oh, okay.
There's 2 others that aren't with us tonight.
I'm sorry, can you introduce yourself?
Sure, my name is Michelle Canning, and I'm from North Andover, Massachusetts, and came down to Kentucky 4 years ago to study under Raymond and all the teachers at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music.
That's funny. We met last time you were here. In fact, I met all of you, and will be oh so embarrassed that I don't remember most of your names. I don't remember that you came here from Andover.
I did. I knew that I wanted to study traditional music, and so I started looking at schools that had traditional music programs, and I just absolutely fell in love with Moorhead and couldn't wait to come down, and I'm so glad I did.
Well, they're glad you did too. And how did that happen?
I came to visit. Everybody was so friendly and welcoming, and, you know, Raymond brought me to his favorite restaurant for lunch. At the end of the day, I remember going out in the parking lot and putting my banjo in the car, and I was about to leave, and Thomas Albert, who was a student at the time and then became a graduate and now is a teacher at Moorhead State at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, actually saw me putting my instrument in the car and came out, you know, chased me down just to talk to me. It made me feel so good and so welcomed.
We had the opportunity to tour the People's Republic of China last spring, and Michelle Canning took it upon herself to learn 2 popular Chinese songs, and she is going to do one of those for you now. It's called Love and Passion for the Mountains and Rivers.
Mo join Funyaka Funya Gain. But one twasn't for ya ho chi chain. Motsi sui to dope one. Suyati suyatain. Yao sen si sui oi kuain. But you may dan kao yao san sui kontatein. Motsi si te dopi wan sui ya ti sui ya tein. But one wasn't for ya ho chi chain. Motsi sui te dopi wan sui ya ti sui ya tein. Yao sen si sui oi kuwain. But you may dan kao yao san sui kontatein. Dan kao yao san sui kontatein.
You've just joined us.
Tonight, we're with the Mountain Music Ambassadors
on Red Barn Radio.
If you walk through the halls at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music in Moorhead, you see pictures, and they're pictures of musicians. Some of them date from the early 1900s, some are very recent, of some of these students, actually. And they're all there together playing music. And some of the people you recognize because they're quite famous, some are not so famous, but they've made important contributions to our music. And I walk down those halls and I look and I realize that we're all part of that same thing. We have something that draws us together because every person in those pictures loves this music as much as we do. And we have that in common. It's a strong bond. And we have that in common all across our region, across our country, across the world. We have that in common with everyone who loves music.
Of the students that have been through the KCTM program, and I know you've been there now for how many years?
6 years
this
now.
This is your sixth year. Wow.
Actually, I guess I'm starting my seventh year.
Okay. In the course of the time, Raymond, that you've been director of the program, how many of your students have come from out of state?
I couldn't tell you exactly. I couldn't even guess, but there are quite a few students from our region, from Moorhead State Service Region, from our eastern Kentucky area, from surrounding states. And then Michelle, of course, came from Massachusetts. We had a student from Nova Scotia. We had a student from Brazil that was taking our classes. We have had students from a far distance, but as I say, we all have this in common.
She turned me down, all I do is ramble around, and I don't care what happens to me. My heart was young and gay till the day you went away. Now life here means nothing to me. It seems they're on my mind both day and night. The lies that you told tortured my weary soul. Love was blind, I guess I couldn't see.
Hi, Melissa.
And I'm from Moorhead. Some of the classes that are in our curriculum, we take traditional music history. So we have 1, 2, and 3. So we have 3 years of that. So we start talking about the Scotch-Irish, how they came over and settled, and, you know. And now I'm in History 3, so we're talking about bluegrass music.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We have music theory classes, so we learn music theory. Then we do aural skills, which is listening and noting notes by listening, and vocal harmony.
I'm Lauren Price, and I'm from Southeast Ohio.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi. I'm a junior this year at Moorhead, and so in addition to some of the classes that Melissa mentioned, we take a music business course, and that is really interesting. We have the theory. The one that I'm in right now is chart writing, and so that was a completely new process to me whenever I came in, but so far it's been unbelievably helpful.
I'm sorry. I missed what the name of the class is?
It's chart writing.
Oh, chart writing.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and using the Nashville number system and things like that. So we learn a lot.
Andrew Preston. I'm from Van Leer, Kentucky. The recording class is one of my favorite classes. Jesse Wells teaches it, and it's a great class. We learned all about live sound engineering and as well as working in the studio, and you get to go directly into the studio, and there are also stations set up in different areas of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music that we can use to work with studio and recording and things like that. And we've also got a songwriting and publishing course that's new, and we were able to work all semester writing material and talking about publishing, and then we could use the studio to record some of those, and it's been all around such an incredibly helpful experience.
And this next song is one that Andrew Preston wrote. It's called How Does the Radio Know? And it was inspired by Raymond McLean on our way to IBMA last fall. Because we had this little gadget that hooks into the phone, you know, like a Bluetooth thing. And Samantha was saying, well, you just plug it in to your radio and it knows. And Raymond's like, well, how does the radio know? And so this is where the song came from.
How does the radio know our song? Well, it must have been an old friend of yours for a long, long while. Must have been with us in your truck bed watching Mars hide its eyes so slow. Oh, how does the radio know? How does the radio know our tune? It's been playing them on repeat, Mr. Radio, did I do? It's keeping me up late sometimes on those lonesome little nights. dance, and I ask myself, why can't the radio lie? I never knew that box could be so cold, but the frequencies it sends when I'm alone, oh, how does the radio know? How does the radio, I know you're gone, I got my windows rolled down, and I'm a-moving right along. But sometimes when Mr. Kessel whispers out those speakers slow, I ask myself, how does the radio know? Oh, how does the radio know? Oh, how does the radio know?
This valley, they say you are going. We will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. Oh, you know you are taking the sunshine that brightened our pathways a while. Come and sit by my side.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with the Mountain Music Ambassadors, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with the Mountain Music Ambassadors after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Do not hasten to bid me adieu.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Mountain Music Ambassadors. This is Red Barn Radio.
That you have taken in the program, are they sometimes taught by folks from outside the school?
Yeah, we do. Actually, Ruth teaches the songwriting class, but we have guests that come. The Brock McGuire Band came and talked with us, and we have from Ireland. Yeah, we've got a lot of great guests. It's really nice to be able to talk to people who are actually in the industry and working towards the same things that we're wanting to do. It's really nice to get that from people who are experienced. And our faculty are also experienced in that. And
well, yeah.
So you're learning from the best. It's great. It's really helpful.
I'm Daxon Lewis. I'm from West Liberty, Kentucky, which is just a little bit south of Moorhead.
Welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here. So we do a lot of things that are related to having a great stage presence. And some of those things occur actually outside of our courses. Being around Raymond and Ruth, you know, they're always helping you to connect with people, in which that's what you want to do with your music anyhow. We actually have a performance class. We talk about things like this, you know, how to be personable and just connecting with your audience. And some of it is actually doing some solo performances for other people in the class, being paired up, maybe some instruments that you maybe wouldn't necessarily see together, and coming up with an arrangement that way. And then what we also do is very strongly connected to what we're doing tonight, which is our ensemble, which is part of the outreach. And so what you see here are two Mountain Music Ambassador groups. And so we meet twice a week. We spend an hour and 15 minutes each session, and we work up material. We work up our stage presence and just everything. We choose a lot of the material, but there are also things, when you have people that are experienced as Raymond and Ruth, they kind of know what suits you too. And that's something that's so special about this center, is at any time we say, Raymond, you know, this is a great tune, what do you think? And he's right there ready to help you with it. And then at the same time, they know how to pick out your qualities that are really going to showcase you and say, well, what about this tune? So it comes from both directions.
Well, Samantha Cunningham is an award-winning fiddle player, and she's going to do a song that was written by Howdy Forrester. And Ruth is laughing at me because when we were practicing, I was trying to say his name, but see, I'm from the north, so to me it was Hello Forrester. And it was really hard to say howdy. But I've been practicing my howdy all day, and I think I got it right.
I think you did fine.
So here's Samantha Cunningham to play the Wild Fiddler's Rag. I cornered my mom in our dining room and said I wanted to be a fiddle player. I wanted to be Alison Krauss at that time. And so she looked at me and was like, you don't know what you want. But she gave me a shot, and I stuck with it. And so I've gone through several teachers before. Coming to Morehead State, I had the pleasure of studying under Daniel Carwile. When I came to Morehead State, I had great instructors here too. Raymond is actually my fiddle instructor. We have a lot of fun in our lessons. We had one today, and it was really fun.
How does it feel like being on stage, well, with any teacher, but with Raymond in particular, trading licks during a song?
It's an honor to do that because, I mean, when you do things like that, when you trade licks, you have to communicate with people. And when you get to know someone so well that you can communicate by just a glance and know when they're going to stop and what note they're going to play.
You had some classical training, didn't you, Samantha?
Yeah, I started out with the Suzuki method, so I started as a classical.
You abandoned violinist. That when you were three?
No, I abandoned that when I was about seven. I got to book four, and I was like, yeah, not my stuff.
You said, I'm too old for this, right?
I think she's the only one that had classical training. Did anybody else have any classical training?
Well, this then raises another question, which is, can you talk to us about traditional music in your home?
No one in my immediate family played. However, this was the music that we listened to on a daily basis. I spent a lot of time with my grandparents. And so when we're riding around in the car or we're visiting them, you know, people like the Country Gentlemen and Doyle Lawson and Ricky Skaggs and just all kinds of people were playing. And I remember just kind of sitting there and closing my eyes and thinking, I wish I could do whatever that banjo player's doing. I hoped for that for a long time. And when I was about 11, I kind of done the same cornering thing that Samantha was alluding to. I said, I would really like to play the banjo. And of course, like of all the things that you could play, you know, maybe guitar, electric guitar, anything, but banjo? And yeah, that's what I wanted. And so 1 year for Christmas, I got a banjo and a guitar and started learning by ear. And I got the Earl Scruggs book, just started flipping through that, listening to every record recording I could get a hold of. And then when I started college, I actually started out as a nursing major. That was great, I enjoyed that. But this banjo kept pulling me back to it. And I discovered that the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music was there. I got a work study down there. Wasn't enrolled at the program at the time, but when you're working the front desk and you hear all this great music behind you, you're thinking, I wanna do that. And so I became a full-time major there, and I've never looked back.
Three Mile Creek, the place we love to be, over on the Ohio. Three Mile Creek, where you married me, said you'd be my one and only. We were just kids when you said I do, and till death do us part.
Thank you.
just joined us?
Tonight, we're with the Mountain Music Ambassadors
on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Up all my dreams and sail away.
I'm Leanna Price.
Yeah, Leanna, hi.
I'm Lauren.
Yeah,
I think
hi,
we
Lauren.
Already met, yes.
Yeah.
We did grow up with a sort of musical family. Our mom and dad both sing quite well, and our dad plays guitar, so that was the entertainment, really, when we were little around home and when our family would get together. And Many people in our mother's side of the family played like for square dances and string band music and a lot of gospel. And our dad's side of the family, a lot of them sang primarily. And so we really were just surrounded by it.
Do you remember a time when you were thinking, I have had enough of this kind of music?
I will never, ever play this music.
Not really. We started taking lessons when we were around 10, and I mean, I wanted to take lessons because I wanted to be able to play with my family, but I really just, you know, that was fun. It was always fun. It's always been fun. I didn't want to do it just as a hobby, I guess. But then when we got later into high school, we started going to festivals and finding out about all these great workshops and classes that we could take for old time and bluegrass music. And we're like, hey, this is really cool.
Yeah.
And so when we were, I don't know, I guess sophomores or juniors, we really kind of looked different places and fell in love with this.
Yeah, it just seemed like the more that we heard it, and we especially fell in love with the old time and bluegrass side of things. And the more that we got involved with those things, the more we loved it and just didn't stop, I guess.
Was it always a given that the two of you would attend the same traditional music program?
Not necessarily, but I'm not surprised. We do pretty much everything together.
Yeah. We actually started out in college at Davis and Elkins College in Elkins, West Virginia, and we were undecided majors, and everything was going fine, you know, well, but we were on our way to play at the Jerusalem Ridge Festival in Rosine, Kentucky, and we stopped at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music by chance to actually practice with Tyler Mullins, who was a student at the time, and he was going to play banjo with us at the festival. And so it happened that it was kind of an impromptu tour of the center that day, and we met Raymond, and we got to play music together, and it was just like, you know, what is this place, and why didn't we know about it before now? And we transferred schools when we were freshmen, so it worked out.
Step by step, I fell in love with you. And step by step, it wasn't hard to do. Kiss by kiss and hand in hand, that's the way it all began. Soon we found the perfect plan for love. Side by side, we took a lover's walk. And word by word, we had a lovely talk. One word led to another, and then in no time we're up to 10. My heart knew it was gonna end in love.
First step,
a sweet hello.
Second step,
my heart's aglow.
Third step,
we had a date.
Fourth step,
we stayed out late.
Fifth step,
you walked me home.
Sixth step,
we're all alone. Seventh step, we took a chance. One kiss and true romance. Step by step, we climbed through heaven's door. And step by step, you still invited more than you promised faithfully. All your love belonged to me. Now I know we'll always be in love.
Step,
my heart's aglow.
Third step,
we had a date.
Fourth step,
we stayed out late.
Fifth step,
you walked me home.
Sixth step,
we're all alone. Seventh step, we took a chance. One kiss and true romance. Step by step, we climbed through heaven's door. Step by step,
you still invited more
than you promised faithfully. All your love belonged to me. Now I know we'll always be in love. Step, 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 step.
I would like to thank our guests, the Mountain Music Ambassadors, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Thanks to Nathan Kaiser and Ruth and Raymond, their teachers, for coming here and supporting the students. We just had a great evening with these folks, and I want to thank you all, too, for coming, not only to those of you in the studio audience, but those of you listening to our webcast. Members of our studio audience, thank you all so much for coming. It's great to have you here for your support. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky.
Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. And if I get down on one knee, will you guys please play one more tune for us, Mountain Music Ambassadors?
I would love to play another number for you.
All right. I went down to a knee, but I think they were going to do it anyway.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank the Mountain Music Ambassadors for being with us tonight.
Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com.
Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer and program host is Brad Becker. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson and Lynn Hacker. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown.
Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.